Blog Talk Radio.
Because God's trying to tell you I'm going to do it this week. Run, mama, run. That's it. Prophesy. I got to preach. I ain't got a whole lot of time, but will you push your neighbor and tell him God said he's going to do it this week? God said he's going to do it this week. Okay, y'all. Come on, get your Bible. Let's turn our attention to the screen. I don't have a whole lot of time. If you was going to shout, you should have shouted by now. Come on. Come on, Tyra Hill. I got to get out of here. I got 18 minutes. Hebrews chapter 10 and verse 32. I just got a conviction in my spirit that the longer it takes me to praise, the longer it takes God to do what I asked him to do. But if I praise God quick, I believe God going to respond. See, some of y'all still waiting on your flesh. You still waiting on your mind to catch up with your spirit. You got to make your... You got to call your mind subject to your spirit. I don't care what it looks like. The man of God said it's going to happen this week. If God didn't want you to hear it, he'd have let you overslept. You in the room because God wanted you to hear me say, I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it this week. Come on. I'm going to do it this week. Talking, that's okay. Don't say nothing. Don't say nothing then. Just stand up in here and look cute. Don't say nothing. You're going to have to wait another week, but I'm decreeing and declaring what I've been waiting on God to do, it's going to happen. Push your neighbor, tell him you better say something or get off my road. You better say something. God's going to do it. Come on. Hebrews. Y'all so rebellious. Sit down, please. Sit down. Come on, tell your friend to sit down. You didn't wait it this long. You can wait another week. You can wait to June. You didn't wait it this long. Just you ain't in no rush. You ain't. I got some demons I need God to kill this week. I got some devils I need God to deal with. Somebody said before I leave this building, I got some... Y'all all in my time, but I need somebody to scream like by the time you get in your car. Y'all excuse me, but I feel the Holy Ghost. Somebody praise him. I feel that in my spirit. By the time you get in your car, whatever you want to do, Jesus. However you want to fix it, Lord. Yeah.
All right.
Come on, let's go. I feel churchy and I got to preach some of y'all. Some of y'all don't need a breakthrough. You just came to get a word. I'm sorry. I'm sorry, but it's about 326 of y'all that say, I need a breakthrough. come on, get your Bible. You need a... Get your Bible.
The devil does.
Amen.
No, you've got a word.
Amen.
That has come from
Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Excuse the technical difficulties on this morning. We apologize. Please forgive us for these technical difficulties. We are excited to have you guys join us this morning. Remember, that number is 563-999-3628. Again, that number is 563-999-3628. Tell a friend, tell a neighbor that the Worldwide Gospel Connection is on the air. Tell them to call in and be a part of this great Man Up Monday broadcast that we're going to have on this morning. Listen, we have our brother and our friend, none other than Pastor Damon Walker, who will be joining us here shortly. He is going to be on with us this morning. I'm telling you guys, if you are looking for a shift, you're looking for a transition, you're looking for a word of power, a word of change on this morning, I promise you, if you tune in this morning, you will get just that. The man of God will come and he will bring a word for the people of God and cause a shift in your life. I promise you. He will transition. He will speak into your life the thing that you need to hear on this morning. And I'm telling you, we're just excited about what God has to say this morning to us through that great man of God. Listen, guys, I'm telling you again, call a friend, tell a neighbor that the Worldwide Gospel Connection is on the air, and we're here to encourage, inspire, and strengthen you through the word of God. It's what we do on a day-to-day basis. So, listen, before we go another further, as I always say, let us go into effectual, fervent prayer. Let us talk to the Lord on this morning. Gracious and eternal Father, we thank you for this opportunity to come before you and to come before your people, God, to share this word that you have given to us, this opportunity, God, this place, God, to share the word, a word of life and a word of strength with these, your people. God, we're just excited about what you're saying and what you're doing in this hour. We understand and know that all things are working together for the good of them who love you and who are called according to your purpose. And we know that your purpose, Lord God, God, is based inside of each and every one of the people, in each and every one of the persons, God, God, that you are allowed to come and to share this word of life and word of power and a word of strength with them. Father, we thank you in advance, God, for all things being made well. God, regardless of where they may be and what they may be experiencing, what they may be having going on in their life right now, Father, we pray today, God, that you would speak right now like only you know how. God, give unto them that they need, Father, to continue to stand strong and mighty and strong in the place in which you have established them, Father God. We thank you in advance, God, for what you do, and that's what you do best, God, and that is be God and be big in our life. And so we thank you in advance, God, because we know that you're all things. Listen, people of God, let me show you how crazy the devil is. He just shut me out of the show. Let me tell you, the enemy's desire is to keep us from moving forward and doing what we're supposed to do. This is proof positive that this word needs to get out, and this word needs to touch somebody. This word needs to move somebody. This word needs to transition somebody, because the enemy tried to stop us. Pastor Walker, if you're listening in, Doc, come on in and come on back in. We had some technical difficulties, but we back in, Doc. We back in. You could call back in right now, and we could get this thing started. The enemy is crazy, but we know that God is able to do some exciting things. And the enemy, watch this here. The enemy is desiring to stop us from doing what we need to do. But listen, Doc, you could call on back in. We got you set. So the enemy is just crazy today. And I think, but you know what? I thank him, because watch this. This proves to me that the thing that we're doing today, this lets me know that we are putting, we put some, anytime, oh my God, I feel you, Holy Ghost, anytime you're doing something like this and the enemy gets nervous and he starts acting sideways, let me tell
tell you something. That lets you know that the work that you're doing, the thing that you're doing, the place that you're doing, where you're working at, the enemy, watch yourself, the enemy knows that he cannot get in. Come on. He ain't going to, oh, my God. He ain't going to be able to stop you because, watch yourself, if you keep on pressing, the Bible says, press toward the mark of the high calling, which is in Christ Jesus. I got to keep pressing because, watch yourself, there are people, come on here, preacher, and preach. Then I got to keep on pressing because there are people that are watching me. If I want to just say, forget it, I ain't going to do the show, went on head on and hit the end button and say, I ain't going to deal with it no more. Guess what? There would have been some people, my God, that needed to hear what needed to be said this morning to push them. I'm just, oh, my God, I feel your presence this morning. This lets me know that everything that God has been saying in these last couple of weeks, that he is, my God, I feel you. He's working it for your good. Listen to me. Don't worry about what's going on around you. If you keep on pressing, I promise you, baby, it's going to be all right. It's going to be all right. It's going to be all right. Listen, we're not even going to go into it. The rest of the introduction part, because the man of God is on, we're going to go ahead on and bring him in. We're not going to hold him up no longer. We're going to bring him in. Listen, man, listen. The enemy, like I said, the enemy is really acting like he ain't got good sense. But we know how to work what God gave us. Amen. Listen. Preacher, are you there? He hasn't called back in. That's great. Okay. What we'll do, we're gonna wait for the man of God to call back in. And once he calls back in, preacher, do me a favor. When you call in, hit one for me, let me know that's you. Hit one for me, let me know that's you, so we can go ahead on and get this thing started. Because we wanna stomp on the devil's head this morning. We don't want to give him a headache. I want to give the devil a concussion. Oh my God! I want to give him a concussion. And when he come back and try it again, listen. If you don't take the concussion as a warning sign, the next thing we're going to do, we're going to cut your head off. We're going to do a David number. We're going to cut your head off, and then we're going to put it on a spike. We ain't playing with the devil no more. See, this is, oh, my God, I feel you, God, this morning. We got to let the devil know that it's time out for playing hokey pokey in our life. You come in and attack one area and then you leave out. You come in and attack another area and then you leave out. You come in and you start strife over here and then you leave out. We got to let the devil know that, watch this, you coming in at number one illegally. I didn't invite you in. You call, oh, Lord. You do know this. I'm hoping that you know it. If you don't, have you ever seen one of them real good vampire movies? The vampire can't come in your house. God, right up in here. The vampire can't come into your house until you invite him in. Y'all remember Vampire in Brooklyn? Angela Bassett and Eddie Murphy. He couldn't come into her house until she invited him in. We got to learn how to quit inviting. Oh, I'm going to get in trouble now. We got to quit learning how to invite the devil in. We got to learn how to close some doors and shut off some access. Because, whoosh, my God, the enemy, come on, man, come on. The enemy is crazy. If he thinks that he can just come in and have free reign and he has no permission to be here. Oh, Father, thank you. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father God. Father, we bless you today. We bless you today, Father God. We bless you today for this opportunity. We bless you today. We bless you today. Thank you, Lord. Listen, the man of God is here. The man of God is here. The man of God is here. He's on the line. Listen, I'm going to go get on. I'm going to open up your mic, preacher. I'm going to open up your mic. I'm going to open up your mic. And listen, I'm going to take my seat. I'm going to do like we do in the Baptist church. I want y'all to lift up y'all right hand and point it toward the preacher. And I want y'all to say, Pastor Walker, preach the word. Pastor Walker, preach the word. Pastor Walker, walk in the word. The floor is yours, Doc. Go ahead and bless the people.
Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. Well, it's an honor to be here. I'm excited for this chance and this opportunity. Well, Apostle, you know, you gave me the invitation, and I didn't know what I was going to speak about initially. Tuesday night at my church at the Real Worship Center, we have, I call it a Tuesday night delight because it's a delight. You know, every opportunity that we're afforded to be there, you never know, you know, what's going to happen on a Tuesday night at the Real Worship Center. And this past Tuesday, my spiritual covering, my apostle, he spoke, and he gave us a word, and I want to share this word. The word was about sanctification. And I asked God, I said, well, God, well, what is it, you know, that I can speak about, even as it opposes to sanctification? And so the scripture came to my mind. The scripture, you know, was in my spirit. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4 and verse 1 says, as for other matters, brothers, and this is the NIV version, it says, brothers and sisters, we instructed you how to live in order to please God, as in fact you are living. Then it goes on to say, now we ask you and urge you in the Lord Jesus to do this more and more. The King James Version says sanctification, you know, when it opposes to how they are living. And so, man of God, you know, I just want to encourage the people of God that, you know, it took a lot for us to even get to the point of where we are in our walk with God. But then according to this verse, it's going to take that and then some. You know, the Bible says that the enemy comes against us, that it's a wage, and that it's a war, that he's seeking whom he may devour. He comes to steal, to kill, and to destroy. You know what I'm saying? And so it's going to take a plot, and it's going to take a plan. But in order for us to really know and understand the plans of God, you know what I'm saying, the Bible talks about being sanctified, being set apart. You can't operate, you know, teeter-totter. You can't tiptoe on the plan or in and out of the plan of God. And so what I love about this particular chapter, this particular book is that it was Paul, Silas, and Timothy. They wrote a letter to the church and to the people of the Thessalonians. And so they were encouraging them that what they were doing was great. But then in this particular verse, they said that it's just requiring just a little bit more. Not to say that, you know, that you're not doing the plan and the purpose and the will of God, but God is just saying, come on up just a little bit higher. Just push and do a little bit more. You know, we use the acronym for the word push, pray until something happens, or to praise until something happens. That's the urgency, that, you know, that's that thing that we have to do a little bit more than what we've been doing. You know, and one thing I love about it, man of God, is that when you're preparing to cook something, you know, you can have, you know, the water, if you're getting ready to boil something, it does nothing as long as you just sit the pot on the stove. You have to turn the eye on the stove, and it applies pressure, and it applies heat, and then the water starts to boil. And that's the thing that helps, you know, whatever it is that you're cooking, whether you're cooking on the stove or if it's in the oven, you have to apply the heat and apply the pressure to it. And so that's what Paul, Timothy, and Silas were writing in this particular book. They were saying that you have to apply the pressure to your walk with Christ. You have to apply the pressure to the way that you're living, apply the heat. And so when I begin, even now while I'm thinking about it, about applying the heat, man of God, I think about Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. You know, we use this scripture all the time. The book of Daniel chapter 3, round about the 16th verse or whatever. And so these three men, King Nebuchadnezzar made a decree that, you know, he don't want to hear y'all talking about God. He don't want to hear y'all. You know, everybody got to bow down and worship the image that he had set up. And so what it was this was a given opportunity for Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego to prove to King Nebuchadnezzar and all the inhabitants of the land about their God. And so that's all God is saying, is that I just want you to prove to them, you know, to the unbelievers, prove to those that may be a little weak in their faith, you know what I'm saying, about the God that you serve. And God is waiting for the opportunity for you to stand up boldly for him, watch it, so he can use you to bring a change in a society, to bring a change in your environment. A lot of times, man of God, we're operating, but we're bringing about no change. And the oil, watch this, we possess the oil, but the oil doesn't become evident upon my life or upon our lives because there's no change that has been operated or there's no change that has been seen or given. And so what I love about this text is that, you know, King Nebuchadnezzar, we know he made the decree. And so the Bible says that they said, okay, you know, and they even denounced, they even told him on multiple occasions, we can't do that. You know what I'm saying? And he said, well, anybody caught not bowing down at the time of the music, okay, King, that may be great for y'all, but we can't do that. You know what I'm saying? And so I know that they say that what's good for the goose is good for the gander, but sometimes what, you know, it doesn't fit for everybody. What works for you may work for you, but what works for me is totally different. You know what I'm saying? I know the plan and the purpose and the will of God. Jeremiah 29 and 11, I know the plans and the purposes and the will of God and the promise of God for my life. And the plan of God for my life is what applies to my life. And so, man of God, we just have to make sure that we're operating in the plan of God and that we're doing what it is that God has commissioned for us to do. We have to make sure that we're working. You know what I'm saying? The Bible says to work while it is day. You know, and that's a continual assignment. That doesn't mean that when night comes, you know, in the natural, because it can still even be daylight even when it's night. And so you have to understand, because there's still a work that has to be done. I know the book of Ezekiel, if I'm not mistaken, chapter 3, talks about, you know, I don't want nobody's blood on my hands. I want to make sure that I'm doing whatever it is that I'm supposed to be doing to bring light to God. And so the Bible says, the word of God declares in the book of Matthew chapter 5, about the 16th verse, it says, to let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father God which is in heaven. And so my question is your light on or is your light off? See, a lot of times, man of God, preacher, we like to put shade on the light, you know, but I understand that because of friends, you know, and because of people that we've been rolling with and kicking it with before Jesus or pre-Jesus or before salvation, you know what I'm saying? We don't really want to miss out on those relationships. But listen, you know what I'm saying? The Bible says, what can keep me? You know what I'm saying? What does separate us from God? And so we have to, you know, really make up in our minds, is it going to be this relationship? Is it going to be how I feel about this individual? Is it going to be this? You know what I'm saying? And so you have to crucify. The Bible says to crucify your flesh, crucify yourself, denounce yourself, and accept the promises and the purpose and the will of God. And watch this. And once you find out whatever the purpose and the promises of God for your life, then watch this. Go just a little bit deeper. Don't just stay there on the top, on the surface, but we have to go deeper in God. Get to the depthness of God and find out exactly what it is. Because there's a waging war. There's a fight that's going on. And watch this. The Bible, the word of God says, study to show thyself approved, a workman that needed not be ashamed, rightly dividing. And so you have to know how to divide the word, how to conquer, and to be the conqueror that God has ordained you to be. You know, sometimes it just doesn't go on. Just, this is what the Lord said I am, but you got to apply your faith. The Bible says, faith without works is dead. It's a fight. It's a fight in your faith. And so, man of God, I just want to encourage the people of God, you know, just to stay in your word, stay rooted and grounded. And listen, whatever ground you're on, watch this. Even go deeper than that. You know what I'm saying? Stay in the word and watch this. When you read something, read it again. You know, my apostle, he teaches us, you know, what we learn on Tuesday night, in our Tuesday night delight. He says, spend the rest of the week feasting on that. He said, because that's what we're being tried on. That's what it is that we need to gain knowledge and insight on and get some clarity about, so therefore we can understand in the finality of it, or in all totality, understand exactly what it is the scriptures are saying and what it is God is saying as it pertains to that particular text or scripture. And so, yes, man of God, we're going to be tried in the fire. We're going to be tried, you know what I'm saying, with individuals. We're going to be tried with situations and circumstances, you know. But when you know the word of God, you know that there's I hate to make this, to use it because it sounds so cliche-ish, but it's real. There's a blessing even in your pressing. You know, the woman with the issue of blood, the Bible says that she pressed in. And what I love about that scripture is, except, you know, technically because she had an issue of blood, she was hemorrhaging. She wasn't supposed to have been in the crowd according to, you know what I'm saying, their time. She wasn't supposed to have, you know, been congregated with. But then the Bible says that she broke past all their rules and laws, and she pressed in to touch the hem of his garment so therefore she can get what she needed. Now, my question that I pose is how desperate are you to get what you need from God? You know, what's holding you back? Sometimes we allow circumstances and we allow situations and we allow people to keep us held back. But listen, I dare you, wherever you are, wherever you're listening at, come on to say no more, no more being held back. No longer will I, you know what I'm saying, settle for less than God's best. No longer will I settle out for less than what God has for me. And so we have to press in and make sure that we're walking in. You know, I heard a young person say this: we got to make sure that we're marching or walking in God's mark time. You know, if you know anything about ROTC and the drill team, when they say left, you got to hit the left, and when they say right, you're supposed to walk on the right. And if you're not, you're not in what my apostle would say, you're not in cadence. And so God is saying that he wants us, thank you, Jesus, God is saying that he wants us to find our cadence, but the only way you can find your cadence is that you have to be in him. Find your cadence, find your position, and watch this. And once you find your cadence, listen, then you can access the things of God. You can access the depthness and the deepness of God. You just got to be in his mark time. My God. Yes, sir. I love the word, man. So, yeah, that's what I just, you know, not didn't get on here to be long, Preacher Apostle. You know I can be long-winded. My wife is on. She's listening, you know, and a couple of my church members, they know I can be long-winded, but I just want to get on here and just share that word of encouragement.
Don't leave me hanging like that. You got to release everything I can, Doc. Don't leave me hanging. Don't leave me hanging like that.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. No, sir. Yeah, we have to go to the deepness of God. You know what I'm saying? So we can't be those shallow Christians or those shallow believers. You know what I'm saying? I understand sometimes we like to be pacified, but this is not one of those times. God is saying that you need the troops to stand up. You know what I'm saying? We used to sing the song growing up. I grew up in a Baptist church, you know, up until I was about maybe 13 or 14. I think that was when I met you at Bishop Pearson's. And we used to sing the song in the church as young children. We are soldiers, you know, in the Army. We used to do that in Vacation Bible School and BTU. And so my thing is where are the soldiers? You know what I'm saying? You know, when we look for the army, when God is looking for the armies, will you be one of those individuals that's on the battlefield for the Lord? And so thinking about battlefield, man of God, if I can go there, I think about King Jehoshaphat. The Bible goes on to speak about King Jehoshaphat. I believe it's in 2 Chronicles chapter 20. The Bible says that how he was getting ready for battle against the Ammonites and the children of Moab and Mount Seir. But the word of the Lord came from someone that was in the crowd with King Jehoshaphat. The word of the Lord came saying, listen, you have no need to fight in this battle. All you have to do is just stand still. Come on and see the salvation of the Lord. And so what I love about God is that, you know, you have to be, watch this, watch, oh my God. God is going to send a word. He's going to send you confirmation of what it is of what it is that you need to do. He's going to send you a word while you're on your assignment. But watch this. You have to make sure that you're in position to hear the word. A lot of times we, you know, and God may use the individual that you may not even thought of. You know what I'm saying? Somebody that you you didn't even have on your mind to receive a word from. But you know, we have to make sure that we're listening and that we're attentive and that our spirit becomes open. Watch, it's open to receive the word and to receive instruction. And then once you receive the instruction, then you have to press on from that point. You can't just receive it and then sit on it. The Bible says in the book of James that we have to be hearers and doers of the word. You know, you can't just be a hearer and not be a doer. The Bible says in James that if you are a hearer and not a doer, that you are like a man looking at his image in a mirror, and then he walks away and forgets what he looks like. I dare somebody just to say, wherever you are, I know what I look like. I know who I look like. I know what I look like. You know what I'm saying? And so you have to make sure that you're, you know, living according to the word, that you're doing what the word of God says. You know, the Bible says, I believe it's in 3 John 1 and 2, beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in good health, even as thy soul prospers. Doc, we have to know how to apply the word and how. Watch it. The songwriter said it like this. He said, you have to know how to let the word do the work. And that's where, if I could be honest, that's where sometimes we mess up, is that we try to take ownership of the word of God. God don't need you. Listen, the word can do more than we can. All God needs you to do is just to speak and declare it and live on it. That's it. Speak, declare, and live on it. And watch this. And sometimes we have to repeat cycles. You know, we have to repeat cycles because we didn't catch it the first time. You know, we only heard it, but we really didn't receive that thing within our heart. The Bible says, I believe it's Romans 10 and 9, if we confess with our mouth and believe in our heart that Jesus Christ is the Son of God and God is raised from the dead, that we shall be. Yeah, that's the point about it, is that we confess with our mouth, but we haven't gotten to the point about believing within our heart. And watch this. And when I was younger, you know, Apostle, I thought about it when I heard Bishop Pearson say this one time. You know, he quoted the scripture, and I said, well, God, how is it that we can believe within our heart? You know, your mind is what you believe, with your heart is something totally different. And so God broke it down to me. He said, your heart and your mind have to be in sync. You know, and one thing Bishop Pearson said about something being in sync was that he said, your car can run good until you need a front end alignment. And he said, then what happened is that if you're driving and you let go of the steering wheel, you find that your car starts to venture to the right or it starts to venture to the left. And so what happens is that you can't let go. Whatever it is, you can't let go because your car is not in the line. It's not operating like it's supposed to operate, you know. And so we have to make sure that we are in the line, that our mind, you know, the Bible says to let this mind be in you. That was also in Christ Jesus. We have to make sure that our mind, that our heart, and that our spirit is all in sync with God. And watch this. And once you, and even our mouth. And watch this. Once you hear something, your ear gates are very important to the body of Christ, you know, to the believers. Once you hear something, you know, then you start to confess it. But when you confess it, you know, Michael Jackson said it like this. He said, I'm starting with the man in the mirror. I preached that message a few years back, you know, because what it is that the mirror is a very important tool, and it's a very crafty tool. You know, you look in the mirror to see what you look like, and that's what tells, you know. You know, sometimes you can, you know, walk out of the house and, you know, God forbid if you didn't wash your face, but the mirror would have told you that you were missing something. The mirror would tell you that the outfit that you had on didn't look good with that pair of pants or the pair of shoes that you're wearing. The mirror, you know, sometimes if there are women on the line, would tell you, you know, what accessories to wear with what outfit. But sometimes we don't consult with the mirror. In this case, the mirror doesn't, and I'm not talking about the actual glass mirror that we have on the wall when it comes to spirituality. I'm talking about God, the Word of God. The Word of God is our mirror. That's where we find out who we are. That's where you find, in God, you find your identity. And so, Doc, we got to consult God, and we got to stay rooted and grounded in God's Word. You know, and once you find out your identity, watch this, then live on that. Once you find out who you are, live on that. But listen, even go deeper. You know, we can't always, the scripture says, you know, we can't always feast on milk. Sometimes you got to, you know, come away from the kiddie table. When I was a kid, they used to put me at the kiddie table, you know. And even now when I take, my, you know, my wife and my kids, when we go out to eat, we see, you know, that some parents, they put their children, you know, in the booster seats, even though they long to sit like the adults are sitting. Well, there comes a time, you know, what the writer say, when I was a child, I thought like a child, but now when I became older and grown, I put away my childish things or those childish ways. And so we have to, you know, stay rooted and grounded in God, you know what I'm saying, and keep being enriched in God's word. You know, it's not just on Sundays. It's not just, you know, when the man of God has his line accessible on Mondays or whatever days, but it's any time and every time. You know, every day the Bible says study to show thyself approved. And that's not just on any particular day, but I believe every day the believers ought to stay rooted and grounded. Every day there's something that you ought to take and read from God's word that can help you on your situation, that can help you in your life, that can help you, you know, and give direction, provision, and insight and clarity to whatever it is that you're going through. Or whatever it is, you know what I'm saying, that may be on the arise. And so, man of God, we have to make sure, one, that our ears are attentive and that our heart and our mind and our mouth are all in sync. You know what I'm saying? Because sometimes, watch it, and I'm going to say this, even with your ears being attentive, make sure that you're guarding your ear gate, because not everything that you hear has to be repeated. Ah, and that's sometimes, my God, that sometimes that's where we mess up. You know, and so I remember, you know, an incident, if I can put me in it, when I was a kid, I said something that I heard somebody else say. And so it was a friend from school, and my mother, you know, I was chastised, and I was disciplined for it. And I said, well, Mom, they didn't get in trouble. And my mom said, what they do in their house is their business, but what goes on in this house, she said, we don't do that. And so, and now in my adult life, I know you don't repeat everything that you hear. You know, even as it pertains to the Word of God, you know, sometimes, well, I can say the Word of God, but some people, you know, some people the word may not necessarily be for you, but it can be for someone. Watch this, and God will give you who, God will give you the what, God will give you the when, the where, and the how it's supposed to happen. I love the verse in Matthew 6, I believe, 6 and 24. It says, take no thought for your life. You know what I'm saying? And so that means that my life literally does not belong to me, but it belongs to the Almighty. You know, and then even if I go a little bit, if I go back before that, in Jeremiah, I believe it's in Jeremiah 18, God told Jeremiah, he said, go to a particular place, and when you get there, he said, I'm going to give you, you know, the work of the word, the assignment. And the Bible says that Jeremiah observed, once he got to this particular place, that he observed what the potter did with the clay on the wheel. And that's where the revelation, and that's where the word came from for Jeremiah to give to the people. So, you know, so we just got to be mindful. Make sure that our ear gates are open. Make sure that our, you know, that we're listening, and make sure that you're watching. Make sure that we're watching. If I can just say this, don't make any plans without God. You know, if he's your light, he's your guiding force, your direction, let him direct you. I know you're used to taking a certain route to go home, but the Lord may say he may want you to detour on this particular day. He may want you to make an extra stop on this particular day. Make a stop right here. I know you normally don't make no stops, but stop right here today. Okay, well, God, what am I supposed to do when I get here? And he's going to give you the what. He's going to give you the who. Watch this, because there's somebody that's waiting to hear from you. There's somebody that's waiting to hear, you know what I'm saying, what God has given you to speak and to declare to them. You know, if I can use my sister in Christ, my sister, she works in transport in downtown Houston, man of God, and she drives for a particular company. And I'm talking about, I've heard of conversations, you know, that have went on and have gone forth, you know, about how she, you know, blesses the people of God that get on her show, that ride her show. You know, and so that's how we have to be, you know, take the initiative, take, you know, let God be God, but be about God's business. You know what I'm saying? My wife is a clinic coordinator, let me get her title right. She's a clinic coordinator, you know, now at the Vita Dialysis in Pearland. Before that, she was a charge nurse. Well, she was the head nurse at a facility for dialysis where we live in Bay City, Texas. And, man of God, she just tells me about how she starts her morning off, you know, with prayer between her and all her techs, her and the staff. They would start their mornings off with a circle of prayer. You know what I'm saying? And so making sure that everybody, you know what I'm saying, making sure that nobody is going through anything to cause any harm or to cause anything upon anybody else that they're servicing. We just gonna get it all out, lay it all out before God right now. And if I could say this, that's how, if you're not praying, start your day off with prayer. The Bible says men are to always pray. So start your day off with prayer. And even as you're going throughout your day, continue to pray. Continue to keep that portal open, that channel open between you and God so you can hear from God. And do whatever it is that God has commissioned you to do. We want to make sure that we're always being about our Father's business, that we're never lacking, that we're never delaying, but that we're always doing what God has commissioned for us to do. And, brother, if I can be honest, man, Apostle, I was a little leery. I was a little apprehensive about getting on this live, getting on this line. I've never been on the radio, not in this aspect. But I said, God, I know you're up to something. So, yes, sir, but I just want to say for this time, thank you, man of God, for this opportunity. And I pray that something was said, something was done to the, those that are listening. I pray that something was said, something was done to enlighten you along your path and to help give you, you know, insight, you know, and direction, even on your journey. Amen.
Amen, amen, and let the church say amen again. Listen, this is what we need to hear in this hour. Man of God, thank you. Thank you for releasing that word. And let me help you real quick. Right before you came on, the devil got real busy. I was doing my little intro and doing my little part that I do in the morning. And just trying to encourage the people and trying to, you know, let everybody know that everything going to be all right. And all of a sudden, out of nowhere, my phone just shuts off. I can't even get back into the server system to put a song on because my server system started acting funny. But watch this here. That lets me know that what was said today, somebody needed to hear it. Anytime the devil fight you like that to try to keep you solid, to keep it, see, I could have just very well said, you know what, I ain't gonna do it. I just text Pastor Walker, hey man, we have a technical difficulty this morning. We gonna go ahead on and try it again another day. But watch this here. God told me this a long time ago when I started doing this broadcast. Anytime the enemy is fighting you as hard as he's fighting you, that lets you know that somebody out there was listening on every word that man or that woman of God was saying, and they needed to hear that, and they needed to be encouraged. They needed to be strengthened. They needed something to lift them from wherever it was that they were at. And trust me, brother, trust me. Y'all got to understand something. Me and this man of God, we got history. We got history. We grew up in ministry together. We grew up in ministry together. So this is two brothers getting back with each other, just talking like we used to talk back in the day, a Miracle House of Prayer Deliverance Center. We're going to go back. Yeah. Because, see, I watched this young man grow in ministry. I watched him go through the storms of his life and still stand. I've seen some of the things that he's gone through, and he's still standing. And this is how, this is the reason why you know that the word that he spoke today, it ain't something that he heard. This is something that he knows. I love his testimony. If he ever desires to share, his testimony one day, it's going to blow y'all's mind. I'm telling you, because there's something about a real good testimony. When a preacher got a real good testimony, when he get up to open up his mouth, it will blow your mind, because he has a relationship with God that they kept him all the way through. That's how he can preach like he preached. So I thank God for the word that's down inside of you, because what you spoke today was nothing but clarity to somebody who needed to hear those words out of your mouth today. Bless you, man. Bless you.
Thank you so much.
We love you. You know we love you. We love you with the love of the Lord, and there ain't nothing you can do about it. Not a thing. There ain't nothing you can do about it. No. You can't stop me from loving you. It ain't nothing you can do. It ain't nothing you can say to stop me from loving you. You, my brother. I thank God for you, because I know that there were times when I was going through, and you came over there where I was at, and you just wrapped your arms around me, and you started praying for me. People didn't know. People didn't understand. But you'll come over there, man, and you'll hug me, and you'll pray for me. And believe it or not, man, that was the very thing that pushed me to let me know, you know what? I can go on and go through this. I thank God for our friendship. I thank God for our relationship. I thank God for who you are in God. And not just in God, man, but in life, man.
in life. I am so appreciative to you. Thank you so much for the God that's in you to come on and to share with the people and do what you did this morning to bless the people and give them strength on today. And give them strength on today. And I just want to let you know something. This broadcast that you are on this morning, this broadcast you're on this morning right now, is in 21 countries.
Oh, wow.
Your voice went across the world. You ain't just in Houston, Texas, man. You in Ireland. You in Portugal. You in Jamaica. You in Germany. You in Hong Kong. Man, your voice went all across the country today.
Oh, wow. To God be the glory. Wow.
You have touched the lives of not just a few, but you touched the lives of many. You have touched the lives of many, man. And thank you. Thank you for the God that was in you, and that God that is in you today, that you spoke to me. And you spoke life to somebody, man. Listen, this is for you this morning. Y'all forgive me. Let me speak to my brother. Y'all that's listening in, y'all just ride, just come along for the ride. This is for you. You are the epitome of what God wants in the kingdom. You are steadfast, you're unmovable, you're always about it in the work of the Lord. No matter who it is or what they said or what they've done, it never stopped you. You continue to stand in who you were in God, even when people told you that you weren't who you said you were in God. Even the ones who came against you, even in the ones that are in relationships or in family with you who said that you weren't who you were. Watch this here. I want you to know this morning, you are what God said you are. The enemy's desire has always been to make you fold up and say you won't do ministry no more. And a couple of times, you almost did.
Yes, sir.
A couple of times, you shut the tent down. You say, you know what? You're absolutely right. I am everything you said I am, and then some. And you folded up shop. But then you thought about it. If I fold up shop and I stop doing what a God called me to do, it ain't on them, it's on me.
Right.
But because of what is inside of you, you understand that God wants a return on that investment. I didn't give it to you. I didn't give it to you to please man. I gave it to you to please me.
Right.
I gave it to you so you could go and talk to somebody that wouldn't normally hear the voice of the other folk that preaches. See, because you are a peculiar preacher. You ain't like everybody else. Your ministry is a whole lot different from a whole lot of other people's ministry. And sometimes they misinterpret your ministry. But watch this here. God wants you to know that peculiarness that is there in your life, that is me. I did that. Listen, everything that God has placed inside of you, you are using right now. And you say, I am well pleased with my son. I am well pleased with him. He is well pleased. Don't let nobody tell you can't.
Yes, sir.
Because you didn't hurt, watch this here. You didn't hurt it enough for it to affect you, but God said, I put this thing down inside of him called I won't quit because of somebody's words.
Yes,
I put that down inside of him so when they come and they use all their accolades and the things that they can say, it don't work for him. He stands in who I am. And he stands in who he is in me. And he moves forward. God told me to let you know.
Yeah.
continue to press. He said, your press is going to pay off. He said, continue to press. He said, because in this next season that I'm taking you into, he said, this press right here, oh, God, I feel you. He said, this press right here is going to change the whole dynamics of what your ministry looked like. You done been on some stages with some great people, but watch what God told me to tell you. He said, you ain't seen nothing yet. There are doors. God said there are doors that have been opened. There were people that made promises to you that you haven't seen yet, Doc. But God, help me right up in here. He said, but because your faithfulness to who you are and what I've called you to, he said, I am going to make them make good on those promises.
Yes, God.
This is your time. This is your season for everything to work in your favor. Stand on who you are in God. To heck with what everybody else says. They ain't got no heaven or hell to put you in.
Not at all.
Work the work of him has sent you. Wow, to this day, you spoke that yourself. While it is day, for when night comes and no man can work, you say it like this. He said, even sometimes when it gets dark, you still can work because there's a little bit of light. You use that right there. That was your words.
Yes, sir.
Use them. Keep working the works. And God will bless and transform.
Yes, sir.
Elevate and move forward. For Damien and his family.
Yes, sir.
Even with your wife, man, I see your wife working side by side with you in ministry. That there's going to come a time, man, to where you guys are going to work side by side in ministry. And this is going to be the door to open to where you will have your own ministry. And it's not many days from here that you're going to be having your own ministry.
Wow.
You keep working in it. God says, I gave you this opportunity to do what you do in the place that you're doing right now. He says, so I can show you what direction I need to take you into. You said it just keep your eyes open because there's going to be some shifts that's going to take place.
Yes, sir.
And watch. God, here you go. Here you go with the specifics. He said, God says to tell you, he said, don't think it's strange, people that starts to drop off out of your life.
Ha.
Watch this here. And these gonna be some real key people. They're gonna be close. But God says, it's a part of my plan. I got to drop them. So watch this. Because if I don't drop them, they're gonna be the reason why you're hindered. He said, I got to drop them off. They got to go. So when they are released from your life, only thing you say is it's God's will. Don't struggle with it. Say, God, you know what? Okay. It was meant, Jesus, it was meant for it to happen.
God's will.
God's will. God's will. Amen. Amen. God bless you. God bless you. That's it.
Bless
it. That's all I got.
Thank you.
That's all I got. Listen, let me pray for you. And once I pray for you, man, I want you to tell the people where you are, how to get in contact with you. Y'all, this man has been on so many stages. He's been with so many of the great people that y'all listen to. We were just talking, and he was just with Jalen Carr.
Kaylin Carr.
I mean, Yeah, Galen Carr. Man, listen, this man of God has been in some great places. So man, listen, let me pray for you, man. And if you got any events coming up, if y'all got anything at the church that you want to share, we're big on support. We believe in supporting our ministries that are out there, man. So listen, go ahead on, and once we pray, you can go ahead and release that. Father, we thank you for this vessel of warfare that you have set among us today. We thank you for him that you have sent in the person of Pastor Damian Walker. God, that he walked in this place today, God, and he walked heavy in the spirit. God, he allowed the people to know that even though your situation and circumstance may be out of control, know that God is the control. God, we thank you that he gave us instructions that we need to take a real close look at ourselves and know that when we walk out before the people that we should have ourselves together. Walk in a place to where in the midst of all that we see and understand and know, God, that you are God, and we need to exemplify who God is, to cover our ear gates, to make sure that we are hearing and walking according to your will and according to your way. God, we thank you, Lord God. God, that he said that we got to learn how to apply pressure to this thing that you have given to us so it will work for us. So we thank you, Father God. God, for all that you have instructed us through the man of God. Now, Father, we pray for him. God, we pray, God, that you restore back to him, God. God, everything that he has poured out, God, we stand against every enemy, every imp, every devil, every principality, every power, every workings in the high places, God, we stand against it, God, and we say that you have no power and you have no strength. God, we pray, God, for his mind, his heart, and his walk, that you will keep him in perfect peace. God, that as he go into the battlefield, God, and fight the good fight of faith, and let him know that even in this, God, that you are God and you are God all by yourself. And beside you, Father God, there is no other. God, we thank you, Lord God, for health, life, and strength. God, we pray over his body. We pray over his children. We pray over his wife. God, we pray over his finances, God. And we say that it shall yield the increase, oh God. God, that you said it shall yield. Their bodies shall be complete until, God, they shall not feel any immorality, God, anything in their bodies. Their children, God, are all well. God, everything that's attached to them, God, is blessed, God. They're blessed going in. They're blessed coming out. They're blessed in the city and they're blessed in the field. God, everything that's attached to them, God, we thank you, God. We thank you, Father God, that the blessings of Abraham is on their lives. God, that their children's children, children's 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 children shall see the blessing that is attached to their life. And we glorify you in advance. We glorify you in advance.
Yes,
we thank
God.
You, Lord. We thank you, Lord God, for it all being so. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray.
In Jesus'
name. Amen. Amen. And amen. Just amen. Amen. Go ahead and let the people know how they can get in contact with you, man, and all the things that you guys got going on, man.
Yes, sir. Well, for contact, I have two Facebooks. My personal Facebook is actually full for capacity. So they can actually, if they want to connect, I do have a ministry page on Facebook, D Walker, no spaces, just the capital D, capital W, lowercase A-L-K-E-R, and then the second word is ministries. And look that up on Facebook. You can connect with me that way. Or if you want to connect with me on my personal page, you can follow, but I just can't technically add any friends. It's Damian with an apostrophe between the E and the O, D-A-M-E apostrophe O-N, Walker. And my church is the Real Worship Center. We're located at 6701 Eastwood. Come out, check us out in Houston. We're off of, Cullen and Yellowstone area. So check us out Sunday mornings at 11 because our Sunday service, and guys, all I can say is
Come, whatever you need from God, God literally, like, sit, I think maybe two, 3 months straight every Sunday. Literally, you know, my apostle just said this yesterday. He was like, man, we have a new worship warfare song. Seemed like literally every Sunday. God has been giving us, you know, songs in the spirit, man. And, you know, just a lot has been happening. We've been seeing, you know, deliverances take place before our very eyes. And, you know, salvation, people getting saved. And so, you know, you can check us out there. And, yeah, that's pretty much it. Or if you would like to, you can email me. My email address is pastordawalker@gmail.com. That's pastordawalker@gmail.com. And so, yeah, look forward to connecting and, you know, even coming out to fellowship if need be. Yes, sir. Apostle, thank you again so much for this opportunity.
Man, you're more than welcome. Just let you know, you are going to be coming back. We're going to try to get you to come back. Listen, I'm just excited about what God is doing, not just in your life, man, but in your ministry. Because I thank God. I tell people all the time. I say we really don't realize who we labor among until they're no longer in our prison. Right. And then we find out how great these people are that God has set and orchestrated in their life. Man, listen, we got a caller that's on, man, and we're gonna open up the line. We're gonna open up to the line, the caller. And once we open up the line to the caller, we're gonna allow them to share with you if they need prayer, we would like for you to pray for them, man. If you have a word that you have, y'all do realize he walk in the prophetic as well. So I just want y'all to let y'all know that he got the 5-4. He got the 5-4 all down in his bones. Just FYI, he got the 5-4 all down in his bones. But we got someone on the line, man, and we're gonna open up that line for that person to share with us this morning. Good morning, Carla. Are you there? Good morning, Carla. Are you there? If you're trying to speak, you might be on your mute button. You might want to take yourself off mute.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. All right. Well, bless you. We'll go ahead and let you listen back in. Amen. Sometimes they signify that they want to speak, and they have a we get a little sign and somebody saying they want to say something. Listen, Doc. We're just excited, man, about what God is saying in this hour through you, man. We're gonna hold on to that. We're gonna walk in that, Doc. We're gonna walk in that. We have to learn how to get out here and be the people that God has called us to be, man. It is so time for us to stop playing church and being about church.
That's all
I got to say about that. We got to learn how to be about the God of our salvation. It's a whole different ballgame. People say be about God's business, be about this, but we have to be about the God of our salvation. See, because you really do realize that there are other gods out there. I'm gonna leave that one right there alone because I messed somebody up with that. Y'all do realize there's more than just one God out there. So we can be about our God's business and not be about the God of our salvation. Boy, that'll preach. Man, that'll preach.
Yes, sir.
That will preach. Listen, everybody, we're going to take a quick musical break.
We'll be right back. You guys are listening to the Worldwide Gospel Connection. Our guest is Pastor Damian Walker. Listen, we're going to take this real quick. We're going to take this real quick commercial break, and we'll be right back.
Everybody,
say amen.
God
has spoken.
So let the church,
say amen.
Yeah. Can I get a witness?
Let the church, say amen.
To what his plans are.
Let the church,
to what his word
says.
Say the church say, oh, lift your hands wherever you are and let the church,
hey,
amen, let the church say. The believers say, hey, amen.
glory because of who you are. I give you praise because of who you are. I will lift my voice and say, Lord, I worship you because
who you are. We thank you, oh God, for who you are in our life. Amen. Amen. Listen, you will come to the portion of the broadcast where we do our invitation to Christ, as they call it, or the doors of the church are opening, or like the old Baptist church used to say. But what we call this our overcomer scripture and our overcomer's prayer. This is your opportunity to become the overcomer that God has called you to be. I want to share this with you. Let me share this with you. It does not matter. It does not matter who you are, where you are, or what you have done. It does not matter. Can we help you? Come and sit a little closer to your phone. Sit a little closer to your radio, to your iPad, your tablet, wherever you guys are listening to me at. Come a little closer. I want you to share something with you. God does not care where you have been or what you have done. His son died on the cross just for you. It is without a shadow of a doubt that he loves you enough to give you an escape. Thank you, Lord. He loved you enough to give you an escape. He loved you enough to give you a way out. Only thing you have to do, people of God, is this. This is the miracle. Only thing you have to do in this thing that you're in right now is let God be God and the devil be a lie. Everything else after that, it's not even going to work. Because the enemy's desire is to keep you in the place, watch this here, where you think that, oh my God, let me help you, where you think that you're not worthy, where you think that you're not good enough, where you think that you don't have what it takes, where you think that this thing that you're in it was meant to kill you and to take you out. But God, hello, lights and walls, but God. God has made a way for you. The Bible says there's no temptation known unto man that God has not made an escape. No matter what you've been in, where you've been in, how long you've been there, what it is that you were there doing, watch this here. I want you to know that God loves you enough to send you a Savior. And his name was Jesus. He loved you enough to send you a Savior. And the life of Jesus Christ to let you know that, watch this, number one, you're going to be okay. Number two, he got you. And number three, he will make a way. He will make a way for you. No matter what your life look like right now, he is your way out. I don't know who I'm talking to this morning, but listen to me real careful. The place that you're in right now is not your end. Yes, it's struggle. It's a struggling place. Yes, it's a hard place. Yes, it's a difficult place. Yes, the tears that you cried last night, the night before that, and the night before that, and the night before that was terrible. But can I be the one to bless you to your blessed place this morning? Can I give you something? Can I give you something to run with on this morning? Know that even in that, God is still in control. He is going to make that thing work for your good. You just got to trust him in your most difficult place right now. He would do just what he said he's going to do, and that is be God and be God all by himself. God loves you regardless of what you got going on. He will work it out for you no matter what you got going on. He loves you just that much, people of God. Watch this here. Our scripture that we give to you is Romans 10:9, which simply says, if you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart that Jesus died and was raised from the dead, you will be saved. Simple. Confess, believe, and then you're saved. confess, believe, and then you're saved. I'm gonna say it again, so you can hear, it'll resonate in your spirit. Confess, believe, and then you're saved. Now I'm going to pray this prayer one more time. I'm gonna pray this prayer, and I'm gonna reintroduce that scripture one more time. And when I introduce that scripture this time, I want you to raise up your hand. Raise up your heart, raise up your mind. You may not be able to physically do it, but listen, lift up your heart, lift up your thoughts towards heaven. And he knows that sign that says, okay, I'm surrendering to you, Lord. I'm surrendering to you, Lord. So I'm going to pray. And when I pray, when I reintroduce that scripture, I want you to walk in that place. I want you to be in that place of deliverance. I want you to be in that place to where you're saved. And it's real simple. It's not complicated at all. You just take that scripture and say, okay, God, I'm living my life for you now. And then we got some instructions after that. But I want you to receive this prayer that we're going to pray over your life. Father, we thank you for those that are under the sound of our voice. God, there are ones that are standing right now in the valley of decision, not knowing which direction to go. But Father, you are not only able, but well able to do exceedingly abundantly above all we could ask or think. We trust you beyond what we see. For the enemy's desire is to sift us like wheat, but we understand it. And when we trust in the Lord with all our heart and lean not to our own understanding, in all our ways we acknowledge you, you will direct our path. So today, God, we come asking, God, that you would be that path director that we need you to be. Step into our life, God, because we know, God, that the enemy's desire is to come in, God, and to sift us like wheat. But I thank God that what your word says, that even though he came to sift us like wheat, God, you prayed for us. You prayed that our faith would fill us not. And for that, we give you glory. And for that, we give you honor. And for that, we give you dominion, and for that we give you power. And we say, have thine own way. Do it again for us, O God. Do it again for us, O God. Stand in the midst of it, and God, and be that Romans 10:9. God, as they come confessing with their mouth and believing with their heart that you died and was raised from the dead, and now they are saved. Thank you for your saving grace. That your saving grace has been the thing, oh God, that has kept them and protected them and watched over them. In the mighty and rich name of Jesus, we do pray. And the body of Christ said, amen, amen, and amen. Listen, those of you all who prayed that prayer, I want to give you three keys. One, get you a really good Bible. Two, get you a good, really good church home. Those of you all who are in the Houston area, we are the pastors of the Abba House International. We would love for you guys to come and visit with us. We have our services on first and third Sundays at the Staybridge Hotel right off of Sam Houston Parkway, 1910 Sam Houston Parkway at 11 a.m. Come and be a part of what God is doing there. If you are not a part, not there, and you have, you're in that, and you need a church home, find you a good church home. Make sure the pastor that church heart and mind is in God. Amen. He is living that godly life. And number two, get you a really good Bible. Get you a really good Bible because you need the word, because the word is the only thing that works. I'm going to say that again, because the word is the only thing that works. Use that word. You have to get the word in order to use the word. So get you a really good Bible and apply that word to your life. Amen? So, again, find you a good church home. Make sure the pastor is preaching the word. Make sure that you get you a really good Bible. Amen? Those three keys, those are three really good keys for you on this morning. And we pray that something was said or something was done on the broadcast today. We thank God for our friend, our brother, Pastor Damian Walker, for coming on and sharing that fantastic word with us on this morning. And we're just excited about what God is saying and doing in this hour with us. We are just excited about the shifting of the power of the Word of God that came to us on today, that gave us not only clarity, but it gave us wisdom to know what direction to go in and do what we needed to do. Amen. Amen. God bless you real good is our prayer. And guys, remember, as always, God is not just able, but he is well able to do exceedingly abundantly above all we can ask or think. Only thing we have to do is learn how to trust in him. And we trust in him, he will do just that. He will guide our footsteps. We are blessed to be a blessing. And we thank God for that opportunity to share and to come on and just be the words of wisdom for you all today. So we look forward to you guys tuning in again on next week. Remember, this coming Thursday, we'll be doing Wednesday, Thursday. Our pastor, Pastor Kashima Douglas, will be doing her Women's Day Thursday. She will do it on Women's Day Thursday. So make sure that you guys tune in for that. That are looking for a move, a shift through your week, this would be the one right here. That Thursday, Women's Day Thursday, is a real good place to start. A real good place to start. God bless you. We look forward to you guys connecting with us again here on the Worldwide Gospel Connection. We love you, and there ain't nothing you can do about it. Y'all have a fantastic day. We're going to close out with some Kirk Franklin, My World Needs You Now.
Show me your face, fill up this space, my world needs you right now, my world needs you right now. I can't escape being afraid, fill me with you. My world needs you right now.
Show me your face, fill up this space. My world needs you right now. My world needs you right now. I can't escape being afraid. Fill me with you right now. My world needs you right now.
Power fall down, bring with it a sound that points us to you right now. Erase substitutes right now. Fix what I see. And God, please fix me. Let us see you right now. My world needs you right now.
Show me your face.
Oh,
fill up this space. My world needs you.
That's why I'm not ashamed to say.
Yeah!
yeah. Come fill this space. My world needs you right now. My world needs you.
Make you put your phone down. Mountains are still being moved. Strongholds are still being loosed. Now I believe. Now I can see that wonders are still what you do. Bodies are still being raised. Giants are still being slain. Now I believe, 'cause now I can see that wonders are still what you do. We are here for you. Come and do what you do. We are here for you. Come and do what you do. You got it. Set our hearts on you. Come and do what you do. You'll say, 'cause we need a move. We need a move.
Let me do that verse again, baby.
And bodies are still being raised.